long-term forecast, dangerous surf and rip currents associated with dangerous and distant Hurricane Bonnie. Early this evening, the weather buoy 20 miles offshore Cape Canaveral was reporting long-period swells of 10 feet, while the buoy 120 miles east of New Smyrna Beach was reporting swells nearing 20 feet. Breaking surf at the beaches will be in the 4 to 6 foot range this evening, with occasional higher sets. Rip currents will remain strong and numerous. Refrain from entering the ocean if you're not an experienced surfer.
So, are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid? Or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
This is my checker.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not
feels
a second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic for me.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer.
Beer! Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
I come from a land.
No, not again.
Oh, wrong song. Sorry. There you feel, Collins.
That was a pretty cool video, though, right?
Yep.
I'll have to share that.
Yes, it was. It's pretty good. We're on episode number 63 of Adjust the Mic.
Howdy, everybody.
I haven't introduced you. You slow your
roll. Cut me out,
a little
then.
Premature.
Yeah, premature.
I'm fucked all over it.
I can't really hear out of my headphones, buddy.
You can't at all?
I can a little bit. Oh, that's better. Perfect. Thank you, Colleen.
Yeah, man.
Episode number 63 of Adjust the Mic. To my right is the hostess with the Moses, Mr. Scott.
Well, howdy there, everybody. I wanted to do a new one. I was thinking like Buddy Richie does this one.
Let's talk about it. Hey, Colleen.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Colleen's over to my left. Hello, Colleen, the craft beer queen. Colleen, it's good to see you, Colleen.
Hey, boys.
My feelings are kind of hurt.
How's everything going, Colleen?
Really good.
You been good?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's been a good week.
You guys, Scott, good week?
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
School?
School's been great.
Okay. The kids are good? Everything's good?
Kids are good.
Colleen, how about on your end?
Well, Declan cussed at school today.
And just for the audience, some people, how old is Declan?
Declan is 6.
Just turned 6. Had a chicken nugget birthday cake.
So he was, both of the boys have had trouble. Keegan is still pretty much nonverbal. He'll say words. Declan is just now starting to learn to actually talk in complete sentences and carry on conversations.
Which is a beautiful thing. Could you share that with us? Thank you for that.
And then today his therapist texts me and she's like, Declan has said, oh shit, twice today at school. And I thought the other day I heard him say it. And I was like, oh no. And so Brent's like, he's trying to be so sweet. He's like, I wonder where he got that from. And I'm
where
like,
do you think?
I'm like, I know exactly where he got that from. He got it from me. I'm like, and I feel so bad because like I have tried so hard to not cuss around him. And I'm like, oh, you know, he's just learning to talk. He's not going to pick that up. But I got the video and he's putting together a puzzle and he got frustrated and he's like, oh shit. So,
you can't get mad at it, right?
Oh,
no,
because it's so cute.
He learned it from watching you.
I know. It happened in the car right after I yelled at him for saying it. I turned around and Kuma was in her car seat and she threw up on herself. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, no. So mad at myself.
Do you catch yourself? Have you been catching yourself saying
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Now it's like, now I notice when I do it, I have got to be like, his therapist trying to get him to say, oh, man. So I have to say, oh, man.
I still don't. I really don't swear in front of my kids. I don't at all. Once in a while when I'm driving, if it catches me right, almost happened on the way here tonight.
Well, when they listen to the podcast, they hear us.
They don't listen to the podcast.
You don't let them?
No.
Do you let your kids?
No.
A couple
weeks ago, we talked about Allie a guy with a dick on his arm.
Allie was crying laughing at the Thunderdome thing. Dude, they hear this stuff at school already.
Nobody at school in that grade talks about a guy with a dick on his own.
They might. Like,
I don't know about
no,
that.
We used to talk about some crazy shit that our parents had no idea what we were talking about.
Know,
I had my middle finger out at first grade, bro.
Scott.
I got in trouble for it.
What are you doing?
Miss Crabtree, bro. She bust my ass.
Yeah, so. Should have. This is not good. So, yeah. I got to work on that.
We used to do cuss word of the week with Riley. Like, he really got a kick out of saying a cuss word. So Sunday, we'd sit and eat. And we'd be like, all right, buddy, you ready? What is it going to be? And he'd be like, it's going to be the S word. And we'd have to wait till we were done eating. Yeah. You know, all right, buddy, you ready? And he'd just be like, shit! And laugh. And that would be it.
That's fucking beautiful.
That would be it.
That's actually really cool. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
But then, like, a couple months later, he's like, I don't want to do the cuss word anymore, Daddy. I was like, whatever.
Listen. I'm going to call some people out. I grew up with family and friends that were teachers, you know, and whatnot at our schools. And we all used to eat dinner together and hang out together. And everybody had a free-flowing, you know, cussing range. Hmm. And it was very natural and easygoing, and I adopted it. And I don't know, like with my kids, I don't like cuss in front of them very often. But if I'm around my friends and I let a word slip, I'm not going to like. Or if somebody cusses and they go correct themselves and go, oh, my bad, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, it's okay. Like, try not to, but
yeah.
If you do, I'm like, fine. You know, going to hear that shit anyway. Well, I'd rather be transparent with them completely.
I don't like cuss when I'm normally talking. Like, the oh shit is because, like, I hurt myself or I dropped something or I'm startled and it's
it
just
happens.
My
we all do
initial
it.
Reaction to say that. And it's like, I've tried so hard and I'm just very disappointed in myself and like, but at the same time it's like I have to make sure he's not seeing me laugh when he says it because I know he just like
I would
he,
oh you have to
I would cry laughing
but it's like that video I want to just like share it with everybody because oh, it's so cute but
kids swearing is
hey, we're,
so
okay.
cute
we're gonna have a YouTube channel soon
yes
we're gonna have videos and share them and stuff like that here soon so
do I should I do the Riley Roach on the pizza
oh 100% We need to prank our kids. And listen, we need this, fans, everybody. We want to prank our kids. I have one with Silas that I'll share. If
oh, that one was so
water.
Good.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
And we all, if we can all give, like, remember when Jimmy Kimmel and them do the pranks
with
the
candy?
The crap candy.
Yeah, but we're
presents.
We're a little bit more popular than Jimmy Kimmel.
I think we can, I think we can steal this and step up our game a little bit.
Okay.
For our group. And then we can, once our YouTube channel starts going, we're going to have some of these pranks that we can share on YouTube. And it'd be kind of fun, right?
Yes, it would be.
For you guys, yeah. We'll see where that goes in my house.
I think it could be pretty good because we have some really good ones.
Oh, shout out to Chris tonight. He's not with us.
Yeah, Chris.
He's got some work to take care of. A lot of launches.
Yeah, there's
the
only three launches in the next 4 days, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Sure, so, he's got nothing to do.
We got his sister back in the Facebook group successfully.
You did?
Oh, Katie's back in?
Because I messaged Ryan.
I didn't even have to. He listened to the show, actually, and...
Yeah,
and just handled his business. I told him,
he
"We
came
got
in,
you," and
yeah.
it just happened.
Oh, that's
it was
cool.
magic.
He came in hardware, and
like
he's like,
the
"What's
power
her name?"
Of adjust the mic.
Like, here's her name,
Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
But now, Katie, that's her name, right?
Yep.
She has to be careful.
And we do want to hear about Chris and all his shenanigans and
absolutely.
So we will definitely have that happen at some point.
Yep. So, what did you guys do this past weekend? Anything crazy?
Well, you came in and saw me on Friday night, Charlie.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yes, I did.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was awesome. I love that place. It wasn't that packed, though.
No, it was good. Well, it was kind of late because we close at 10 now. So when you came in, but it was perfect. Like, I had a really good night that night, me and Kyle.
I failed you guys on Friday night.
Kyle is so awesome.
I failed you on Friday night. I was supposed to come out and see you guys.
Yeah.
And I tried so hard.
But we're used to it.
From Ryan and everybody.
Yeah, we're used to it.
I couldn't get away. It was just, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I had a feeling. You already said that you had stuff that
I
was probably going on.
I had to go to the grocery store.
You always do
by
that.
By the time
though.
I got back from the grocery store, it was like 9-something. It was just a...
9-something.
I didn't
That's
go late
shopping, late. Dude.
When you don't get off work till late and you have a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, it was good. It was a good
Kids
time, man.
And pigs.
It was a good time.
Babysitting pigs and stuff for
had
weeks.
Had a couple samples. That honey. The honey, what is it?
Oh, the welcome back braggot.
Oh my my!
It's like a honey mead thing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
We've tapped. We got another beer that they just tapped today. I haven't got to try it yet, but it's a hazy IPA, Charlie. It might be kind of your style.
Yeah.
The NEPA.
NEPA.
What was the one that you brought up there?
Where? Oh, yeah. The Royal Fluff.
Holy crap.
Oh, that was really good.
So good.
It's so good. I think they put it on tap at Bricks, which I'm very upset about because I want it on tap at ours so bad. Awesome. But we'll see. But you can buy it and I can pour it in a glass.
They had something going on, right? Didn't they get an award or do a contest?
I guess the BDM group did some kind of a like 43 different breweries like competition.
Oh, wow.
What's BDM?
The Big Dick Millionaires. Tom and Dan fans.
Oh.
They have their Facebook group.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's their membership.
And it's the, I guess this was the first inaugural year of this. I'm not even sure what exactly all took place, but we beat out a lot of really good name breweries on that list.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Ron did a good job.
That's cool.
I'm not surprised.
There's a lot of good breweries too, because out in Orlando, they have some good stuff out there. Cigar City. There's all kinds of,
in Cigar City's Tampa.
Well, Cigar City's Tampa, but they weren't in that.
Right. But then they got, don't they have one in Orlando as well?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Like, it was some of the breweries I saw on there.
I know.
Like Rock Pit was
Rock
on there.
Rock Pit, Semantics is always out
and
there.
The Tom and Dan, though, they've had, like, mutual promotions with a lot of different breweries here and there and done stuff with them.
They
and
did a beer really with good. Red Cypress that is no longer in existence.
I know. Like, that place kind of came and gone.
It's really sad.
I mean, I guess it's got to be happening around, though, with
probably.
The COVID. There's a lot of merging going on, too, I would think, right?
Yeah.
In my business, in the transportation business, we hear of a lot of breweries having meetings about merging or trying to help their supply chain line, to cut on costs. Because a lot of times they don't ship full truckloads of beer in these big old semi trucks. You know, they're only shipping a few pallets at a time. But a lot of times they're paying an absorbent cost to ship. So it's making in their bottom line and how much they can charge their beers in stores.
Yeah.
You know, it affects them greatly. So there's a lot of shit like that going on behind the scenes, too, with breweries.
They need to really think about letting breweries open back up to more capacity than what they are allowing, because they're going to let the theme parks go up to more capacity. But not a freaking brewery. Yeah.
When is that happening?
I just saw Governor DeSantis was talking on the news today about it. He's like, I don't see any problem, and we need to talk to the airlines about flying people in. And it's like, if you're going to be doing all that, then just open back up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like, forget it.
The numbers are down. I think they're waiting to see
what's going on
with the schools.
We started Monday on our end. I know a lot of people are different.
And your kids are going, right?
Yeah. We started Monday and both.
How did Ava and Riley do?
It's a lot, man. It's different. Like, lunch is different. They have to... You pick a partner and they sit 6 feet apart from that partner. So, but you can't really talk to each other too loudly. And then recess, you have to wear the face mask. There's a lot. The worst thing was the bus, because they have to sit next to each other.
Yeah.
And brother and sister sitting next to each other on the bus is a problem.
Yeah.
That's really sad thinking about that with the kids and lunch. Like,
yeah, it is. And like where Silas goes.
Yeah.
It's just you don't bring lunch or anything. It's all provided. And they give you choices. They don't want you bringing too much stuff back and forth from home.
See, I'm bringing...
On Allie's side, she brings her own and makes her own every morning or every evening and has it all ready. They've been waking up great, waking up on time.
Probably excited just to be able to get out and do something.
I've had a logistical nightmare with getting like the kids to school. And then picked up, you know, with my work schedule. How's you, Charlie? Do you guys have a good schedule of picking up and dropping off?
Yeah, man. We have help. But
you almost have to, right? When you're a single father, single mother.
Oh, yeah, man.
Anything out there, even when you're a couple and you both work.
Yeah, either way, you need help. And we do, but I'm fortunate at my job that I can adjust my hours accordingly to where I can figure it out unless something crazy happens, which it's 2020, so that's usually the thing. But we're good. Everything's good, man. But it's the first week. We got to, you know.
I had a big milestone yesterday, man.
Yeah.
My kids go to two schools and next to each other, and one gets out at 2:15, one gets out at 4:15. So it's like, how do you, in that 2 hour difference, how do you get both kids picked up in a 1 hour lunch break or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm able to kind of manage it with one, and then like Allie's best friend is helping her, you know, helping her out, and her mother and grandmother pick her up. So
that's awesome.
For like that last 30, 45 minutes a day, I got somebody I can just like on the way home from work, scoop up real quick in route, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, whew, Jesus, that was the biggest thing that's been on my shoulders this week. So I got that accomplished.
Well, that's good, man. And out, middle school?
Yeah.
Seventh
grade. She's loving it. Like she's picked her up from her best friend Savannah's house and they're doing homework. You know, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Hang on Savannah all the time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, and Silas is doing really good. They're just doing a lot of review right now from before.
Yeah.
But they're handling it good. Like the bus, like the car loop. I'm skipping the car loop with Silas now. That's I drop him off right down the street from school and he walks like 50 yards to the gate. And it's like, I don't got to wait now, so we can leave a little later. And
yeah.
Nice.
They do the bus, so I don't have to worry about that. But I'll car loop them here in a couple weeks, man. I just got to ride the bus the first couple weeks.
I want my kids to ride the bus all the time. I just don't know. And
yeah.
I guess I've never looked into getting a bus.
Like yeah.
Seeing where the route
it
is.
It makes it a lot easier, man. Makes it a lot easier.
True.
Just sucks they have to sit next to each other because they mess with each other the whole time.
Oh, man. They'd hate it.
So what you're... So the kids have to sit next to each other because they're brother and sister?
On the bus, yes.
So then how far away do they have to be from the other kids?
Six feet. Yeah, they got to skip a... So it's a lottery.
Wow,
back in
that's
the day,
crazy.
But before COVID, lottery. You could just... Like, the cool kids in the back.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Nerds up front.
I think they would... What I think that school... their school does, I think they do it by age and grade.
Okay.
I think that's the way it follows, and it's pretty strict in that sense. Last year it was. Yeah. It's not like when we were young, man. We're just all hell broke loose,
yeah.
You know.
Did you ever get in trouble doing anything on the bus? Did y'all ever like?
I can't tell the story. I can't talk about it.
Yeah, go on.
I mean, like,
I got expelled off my bus.
Things always happen on the bus, but it was always the boys.
Yeah, I can't talk about it.
I felt so bad for the bus drivers,
does
man.
Does the expellment to hold you like accountable?
I don't know. I was a minor, but I can't talk about
was
it.
Was there like a clause that you
no,
can't
No, there's
podcast?
A broken window. There's stitches involved. There's all kinds of
insane. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, like it was a...
Because there was... Okay, I gotcha.
They got the wrong one. I'll put it to you that for
my,
about that? Fuckers. Got the wrong one.
My friend Josh Spencer, who just joined our group too, you know, he's from Louisville, Kentucky, and at our bus every day, he had to fight this kid Kenny, and they would fist fight
every single day.
He was like my Josh was my best friend, you know, and we'd all go to, and he'd have to fight him every day. And
here we go,
here it goes, and dude, that guy can draw like amazing.
Yeah,
dude, it's amazing. But yeah, I found him on Facebook one day or
that's
something.
Cool.
It was like, now he's in the group, so it's awesome.
Yeah, it's different, man. School's just completely different now. It sucks, man. I have to wear a face mask at work all day. And it's just, it's hard, man. It sucks. 2020 is stupid. But listen, we're cruising into the holidays. Texas and Louisiana will be gone.
I feel so bad for them. I cannot stop thinking about what those people are going to be going through with
Category
this hurricane.
4?
It's going to be bad.
Because like it is like barreling down. It's not even like how like with us, when you see a hurricane coming, that there's always that chance it's going to like curve right off the coast. You know that shit ain't happening.
It's going to cause a lot
it's
of problems.
Gonna, like, it,
well, Houston, Texas, and those areas, they're very low.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they say
the
storm surge is going to be like 33 miles or something.
That's crazy.
Scary,
man. A couple years ago when Texas got hit real hard, Donovan and them from the Irish pub, you know, they to get supplies, you know, rounded up. And
yeah, I remember
that. Get trucks and everything to get sent out.
They always do. Donovan and Steve, they always do amazing
and,
things.
It's going to be happening again.
They're going to be ramping up. So, I mean, think about, you know, if you have a way to help, reach out to people like that.
It's just, it's so weird to see something like that and know it's not affecting you. Because, like, I can't remember the last time, really, that we saw a storm, like, that big. And you knew that we were totally in the clear.
Yep.
But you can just see what is going to, you know. Like those people are effed. Like, I hope they leave. I hope they can get away because I know the mayors and stuff were like, if you call 911, we will not be coming.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like two storms in one, kind of. Like, it's perfect stormish.
It's
got the Andrew Gale up in here.
Scary, man.
It really is.
Well, anybody listening from out there, I don't know if we have anybody, but
I think we got one.
hunker down, man. I hope everything turns out all right.
One or two of you. Hey, we're looking out for you, bro.
Yeah.
It's scary. Gonna be rough, dude. It's gonna be crazy.
I hope this storm season's been ridiculous. I just hope it just keeps pinging off us, you know. Stay away from Florida.
It was predicted to be bad. I mean,
yes,
but they predict it to be bad every year. You're like,
not this year was bad. They're like, what if we run out of name storms? Like names. It's like, jeez, what is really?
We're gonna fucking like a murder hornet, fucking hurricane.
But it's 2020, so it's to be
exactly.
Expected. But it's gonna get better, guys. This year is. Getting good,
I mean,
man.
But like,
where it's gonna be better. Everything it is, it's gonna, the holidays are coming, man. Everything, yeah. Kids are back in school.
How's Halloween gonna be?
Yeah, I think Halloween's gonna be canceled.
I think I don't care what happens. I'm gonna pass out candy, and just have the kids walk up and down the street. We're gonna figure it out. I'm gonna enjoy
We're gonna have candy out front here.
Me and Ava got matching outfit, like, she's 11 and I'm Hopper.
Oh dude, that's awesome.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
so we're doing
adorable.
You'd be a good Hopper.
Yeah, I'm the Hawaiian shirt
gotta
Hopper
get pictures.
With a mustache. But I can't grow a mustache because I don't know why.
Y'all see my brony meme?
I get a fake one.
I saw your brony meme. That was funny.
I did that last minute. I was so busy at work today. I'm like, if there's anything I can do for the show today, it's this. And I just sat there and did that real quick and posted it.
How about that candy?
Do that candy
that
post
candy question.
Great.
Because when I saw that, I was like, you know what, man? Blacklit. It's got... Everybody, black
licorice is probably the worst.
Ugh. It for 100% is. I don't even understand.
Catherine likes pecan logs. Those things are disgusting.
Who posted the? Oh God, I gotta find it. There's a candy.
Circus
peanuts.
Yeah, circus peanuts are weird.
They're kind of gross.
The texture is like freaky.
How about
like
these?
Four or five of them, and then you're done.
Who know? Does anybody know Danny Belay?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing.
No, that's Danny. That's Chico from
Chico.
Chico's Brain Podcast.
Yeah, Chico.
Yep.
I don't know what they're called,
man.
But they're like got it looks like bird food. What sadistic sociopath spilled bird seed and honey somewhere, ate it, and thought, I think I'm onto something here. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
But you look like, ugh. Fun dip, man.
I love Fun Dip.
Catherine Hadoulis, you don't like the chalky sticks? I love those.
Chalky sticks?
That's in the Fun Dip? The little white?
Oh, I love those things.
Yeah.
They're great.
Pecan log roll. What's wrong with those, dude?
You always get done with them before you get done with all the powder.
Yeah.
So you're like, I need more of those little sticks.
Yeah.
What's up with the pecan log roll? You don't like
I remember as a kid going to a grocery store and being told, you can pick out any candy you want. And I saw that thing. I think it was at at Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
You know? And so I'm all excited. Like, there's some big time options at Cracker Barrel,
they
right?
They have a lot of
weird
And
they had a big
stuff.
Old pecan log thing there. And my mom was like, those things are so good. I'm like, okay, I'll get it, Mom. I trust you.
Yeah.
And I remember going outside and taking one bite of fucking spitting it out. Going, this is a bunch of bullshit. And I've revolted against pecan logs ever
a
since.
A lot of people aren't a fan of circus peanuts or candy corn.
I love candy corn.
I love candy corn.
And I love those little orange pumpkins. All it is pure sugar.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. It's just you're eating sugar.
The Baby Ruth from Caddyshack. Jesus Christ, Tony. Stale candy cigarettes loaded with Pop Rocks to scare the hell out of you.
Pop Rocks are so good.
Shout out to Chris and Moody on that one.
I
feel like you had an experience that I need to know about.
Yeah, for real.
Good Lord. And then Scott named, like, Jolly Ranchers. Oh, never mind. Travis Melvin. Jesus, you're a problem.
What did Travis say?
I'm not going to repeat it. Sugar-free Haribo gummy bears?
Well, those are the ones that give you the shits. Oh, see, I just said the S word again.
What do you mean? They make...
Yes, the sugar-free candy makes you shit, like, a ton. Like, if you have ever done keto and you eat any sugar-free candy because it's
don't
allowed
eat
to be on
Is that those gummy bears that are Amazon that everybody makes those funny-ass comments about?
Just don't
it's
eat
like,
candy.
It's so funny because people be like, they won't realize they're sugar-free and eat a bunch, and then they're in the bathroom for like hours.
Shitting.
Really?
Yeah.
I do the, I just get a little scoop of peanut butter, man.
When Brent eat, because Brent can eat them, nothing happens to him, and I always call him like that. You're eating the shit candy. Like,
dude, this is a heated debate, actually, in this candy post. There's like 120 comments on it.
Yeah, I was just on it. It's crazy, man.
There's a lot of bad candy out there, and you wonder how it gets into, like, like the ones that everyone has, the black wrapped, orange wrapped, whatever candies. I don't even know what those are, but whenever I see them, they immediately go in the trash.
Yeah.
Here's a debate. Somebody, I can't remember who it was, but they posted that they don't like Werther's Original. Or they said they didn't like the old butterscotch at their grandparents' house.
Oh,
I love those.
Oh, those are so good.
When I went to my grandma's house, she had all of those types of butterscotch. She had like four, like Werther's Original. Mm-hmm. Then she had the chewy ones. Like you can have the hard candy or the chewy.
Yeah.
And then there was like the off-brand of butterscotch in that little gold package.
Okay.
The cheap ones, yeah. You know. And then there was some other brand. They were fucking all delicious.
You know what my grandmother had was
still love them.
The Neapolitan candy. It was like coconut.
Oh, yeah.
My grandma always had orange like Tic Tacs.
Or ribbon candy.
Okay. The ribbon candy, yeah.
Orange Tic Tacs are good.
Yeah. She would get us to be quiet in church with orange Tic Tacs.
Ribbon candy.
What was the best thing that your grandparents, sweet-wise, had?
She had,
was it ice cream? Like, did you always have? Because you know when you went to your grandparents' house, you
no, it was a Neapolitan.
She had
candy.
Fudge pops, ice cream sandwiches. She still does. We took my kids there. They haven't been there to see her since COVID.
Fudge pops.
So she hasn't seen the boys in forever. But they know at grandma's house, they go straight to where all the candy is.
Yep.
She comes out with like, here's some M&Ms. Oh, here's some of this, and then we went swimming in their pool, which they haven't got to do in like well over a year and a half, if not two. And they had a blast with grandma and the candy. Like, that's just it. That's what you always remember. And I'm so lucky that my kids get to actually go hang out with my grandma.
Oh,
because she's in her 80s,
man.
And she's still going. Like, she's holding Quinn in the pool. And it was a good time. But
God, I love grandmothers.
Yeah.
I miss my grandmothers.
They would always have some little special treat just for you. And they'd secretly, here you go. Don't tell your mom.
Well, I have lollipops in my purse all the time. And I'm like, I'm going to end up being that grandma. She's going to have the candy for the kids. Like, oh, good job. Here you go. But the Tic Tacs, man. Oh, I love those orange Tic Tacs.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Butterscotch, man.
Yeah, butterscotch is good.
So what's going on? The NBA, did they really cancel all the games tonight?
Well, yeah, they're all protesting them.
All of them?
The Magic win. Magic win.
There was three games scheduled for tonight, and all three of them are not happening.
So what are they going to do now? Are they going to walk out of the bubble and ruin that season, or are they just, is it just tonight?
I don't know, man, because
the Magic
want
to advance.
Are they going to want change
tomorrow?
I'm just
going to speak for my team.
Well, this stuff was going on literally right before we started recording, so I don't even know what's happening now.
I think a baseball game.
Getting out of work, there was pretty much, Twitter was blowing up that the Magic came out into the court and then had to walk off the court before the game because they were told it was going to be canceled.
Yeah.
I think other NBA teams out west are doing the same. In the Orlando Bowl, any of the games that are going to be today, I think the next few games, I don't know how many.
Well, they were saying, and it makes sense, the fact that they're all in this bubble and that they all stay in the same hotel and see each other, that they can all coordinate some kind of movement like this because they're literally right next to each other instead of if they were doing in their own cities trying to do something.
Like I said before this, you really want to protest? Walk out of the bubble. Go away. Like, you want it. If you want change, all of you pack your shit and leave.
Like,
that will do something. This one or two games, I don't think is going to have an impact. Yeah. Pack all your shit and leave the bubble, man.
Make fun of me, possibly, because I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay.
But
I was going to do it
at the beginning of times, right?
Oh.
When a society
we're going way back.
When a society is formed.
What did you do before we got here?
To appease the people and to entertain them, they created, like, that's how sports kind of were created.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a time, you know, a tough time right now. We want entertainment in some way. And Netflix and Carol Baskins has been all we've had for a while.
90 Day Fiance.
And we're trying to, sports, come on, sports.
Shout out to Big Ed.
You know, but there are so many big things and causes that are happening out there. You know, it's affecting because sports is a business. Like the NBA, the reason, you know, that this bubble is here is they're trying to appease their sponsors and everything to keep some kind of money revenue going. I mean, that's what's happening. It's a business.
Yeah.
And the players are a part of that business, you know, and they have the right as a people, as a individual human to make a statement. It just sucks that it's going against what the people need. We need sports. Well, like we need entertainment.
But do you think
they they have every right to do what they're doing.
Of course.
To, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But would they be doing it if they were playing at home and their owners had people paying for tickets and sitting their butts in the seats and paying for concession? Would they still like put that at risk? Because you think team owners aren't going to be like, okay.
But here's the way I see it, maybe, and maybe I'm wrong, but for every action, there a lot of times is that equal and opposite reaction, right? Yeah. And player salaries are about to change dramatically in the NBA and all professional sports because what drives
the revenues are down
is the revenues for TV, for advertising, for the machine that everybody wants to hate on. That machine is what feeds those exorbitant salaries in professional sports. I'm not saying that they're not worth that money because they're worth every penny they can get, just like any human is. If the system is in place and you can take advantage of it.
Yes, I agree with that.
Each their own. And right. As long as you're playing within the rules, you know what I mean? Hey, that's why there are rules. Yeah. And but they're easily changed by special interest.
Everything.
I don't want to go there.
So crazy.
So, but this is a business, you know, and that business
are they protesting?
If you can't provide,
China's doing to Hong Kong,
then you're not going to be able to provide.
Where they make all the Nikes? You know? They haven't protested that, right?
Well, China, there's trade relations going on there, in all this big fight. But when you watch the stock market, when you watch imports and exports and logistics and everything, it's affected, but it's still going. You know what I mean? Like they ain't really shut. There ain't the trade war that the media is boasting about. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make the war that sounds so bad for their narrative.
Kenny Smith,
whoever they are, you know what I mean? Everybody's got a narrative.
Kenny Smith just walked off the set inside the NBA in solidarity with the players' boycott.
Boom! He is a player.
Well,
yeah. He's retarded.
I mean, this is the time to get people's attention because everybody is watching the NBA right now.
Yes.
Because there's nothing else to watch.
Well, UFC is better than the NBA.
Okay, nobody else is watching that, Charlie.
Well, it's better than the NBA.
It might be, but I'm just saying.
NHL playoffs are on. Bruins and Lightning tonight. Go Bruins.
But basketball's a bigger draw. Like, don't know. I didn't grow up with hockey. I mean, Brent watches it, but I don't.
Shout out to Brent.
Either way.
Your dog's going to fall down.
Hey, he's still a crip, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Still got that crip walk.
Of course. Change the subject.
He gets so hyper when I get home and like does these little circles and little run.
I bet you he doesn't run.
Oh, he runs.
Either way, until they say exactly what they want to happen to make, besides saying change happen, because it's like, okay, well, tell us exactly what needs to happen, and then we can make change happen.
Like, and let's not forget, like, they're athletes, but listen, they're fathers.
Yep.
Their husbands, mm-hmm. their kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're human beings at the end of the day.
Every right.
And if they want to protest 100%, all I'm saying is walk out the bubble. Don't cancel a game or two.
Yeah.
Pack your shit and leave, and let's see what really happens.
Yeah. Like,
because that would be nuts, man.
Time stand.
That'd be awesome.
That would be crazy.
They're leveraging their media and social inability against a huge business and cause, you know what I mean, and it's a powerful thing. Like Kaepernick did that, he did just that, and he's kind of been making little wins along the way, and now, you know, people look, even his own organization has been trying to come up on social media with the Black Lives Matter narrative, and they kind of can't say anything because and the whole NFL can't because they.
But me personally, like the whole, when I try to watch an NBA game and it's nothing but political shit, I don't like that. Me personally, I want to watch sports to get away from that.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's why I just don't watch it.
Yeah.
I haven't been watching it. I'm not protesting.
I haven't either.
It's just I start getting into it and then something comes up about politics and I'm just like, I'm out.
And now what? Now we're in fantasy fucking football.
Yeah. Sorry, Ian.
Charlie might have done the most epic thing of all times in keeper leagues.
You wanted?
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I might keep three or four people and then just drop everybody and get a pick ahead of him and get the guy that he wants.
You guys wanted me to play, and Jared, y'all tried to get me, and now I'm in.
It was
in.
Tough getting everybody because money and COVID this year. No one knew if the season was gonna start.
Be careful what you wish for.
So Charlie, I'll be back. I'm dropping everybody, though. I mean, it's the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, 100%.
And, I mean, you got to...
Who did you get?
Yeah.
I got the rookie running back from Kansas City, LSU kid.
Oh, he's a beast.
Hilarious. Yeah. And then came right around and got the rookie from the Indianapolis Colts.
What was his first name? He's got a really good first name. Clyde.
Clyde.
Glide and Clyde. Yeah,
I had a dog named Clyde the Glide.
Yeah, Clyde Drexler.
Yep.
Yeah. But it just so happened Ian wanted the exact same thing. Ian was telling me yesterday, I'm like, oh shit. Like we have the exact same thing going on. And he's like, so you're keeping? I said, yeah, man, I'm keeping all of them. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And listen, the way the draft has played out so far, if Charlie would have kept a few people, it would have played exactly the way Ian wanted. So his one move changed the whole thing.
Destroyed everything.
Like,
yeah.
He just like, okay, I'm taking your thing completely.
Y'all playing checkers while I'm playing chess.
It's so funny, too, though, with fantasy football and drafts, it's like you get so worked up, right, about not getting a certain player.
Yeah.
And then when the season starts and that certain player gets hurt week two, you're like, fuck, yeah, I made a big deal for nothing.
Our office has been complete battles. We've had two votes that Jared has lost, right? And pretty much Jared was winning at first, and then the marketing of the voting, like all of the delegates went out and made sure everybody voted their way. Oh man, and we lost in two new rule changes.
But listen, I mean, going back to what we were talking about with the sports, you just said baseball, a game got canceled.
Yep.
They're protesting.
Yeah, doing the same thing.
Yep.
So if this is going to happen with baseball, how far is this going to go?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm watching the UFC, so I don't give a shit.
I know.
I'm still on Netflix series right now.
Yeah, and 90 Day Fiance. Big Ed. Sorry.
Jeez.
But
I've been watching Schitt's Creek, bro. That's
Schitt's Creek
hilarious.
Is so good. I know. I took a break. I got to get back on it.
When he left at the end of season one, he's like, I'm leaving, and just ran out of gas and was in an Amish fucking town.
Yeah.
Oh my
and the
God.
One girl when she's with the beard guy, and all of a sudden he shaves the beard and it changes fucking everything for her.
Yeah. It's such a good show.
I started to get into
hilarious.
It a few months ago, and I just haven't got back into it. I'm going to have to jump back.
It's a great show.
Moira is so funny. Just like, you have to fold in the cheese.
Yeah.
You have to fold in the cheese. How do you
fold in
the cheese?
He's like, how do you do that?
Cheese?
She's like, you know, yeah. Fold in the cheese.
This is my grandmother's recipe, and I'm passing it on to you. So figure it out.
Jesus.
I love it
that
so
fold,
much.
When they're at the dinner table, she's like, yeah, all you got to do is learn how to fold cheese.
How many seasons are there?
It just ended. I think there's six.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to watch the last season.
I'm totally new at it, so I'm like going through
yeah.
right now.
I got to rewatch it.
It's so good.
Chris yeah. Elliott, man. Chris Elliott. On
That's Captain. What didn't he have a movie back in the day?
Best in Show? No.
Chris Elliott?
Chris Guest.
Yeah. Where he was like a pirate.
Wait.
No, oh. That was a Scram a Strong Hand.
No. That's a scary movie.
We're talking about Dodgeball.
That's when he had the little baby armor
yeah.
you put in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. and he's like, here. And you're like, I'm never eating
those mashed potatoes. Then he was Woogie in Something About Mary.
No. He was in an old...
Chris Elliott's hilarious.
It's not Captain Ron, but it's something like that.
Oh, Captain Ron's such a good movie. Man, I'm looking at the arrest in Brevard County.
But Chris Elliott ruins everything. He's trying to sign that contract to sell
oh,
the
yeah,
city.
We're getting the fuck out of town.
And he's going around telling everybody, we don't care about you. You're a piece of shit. We're leaving the shit town. We're out of here. And the guy dies or whatever right there. They're trying to get him to sign the contract.
Can we take a break?
Yeah, I think we need to. I need to find out who this actor.
Okay.
It's Chris Elliott.
This movie, I mean.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Cabin Boy.
I'm going to boycott the rest of this episode.
Cabin Boy. You've never seen Cabin Boy?
Cabin Boy, yeah, I've seen it years ago.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to show you the trick.
It's not that funny. Don't watch Colleen. It's not that funny.
That's great.
Bye. way. October 12th is a very special day. It's my
birthday this week.
Happy birthday, Mom. I love you so much. She's the best. Yeah, her birthday was on Monday. And man, I don't know what I'd do without her. I don't know what I'd do without her, especially this year. Oh my goodness.
Me and Mom are Facebook friends now.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
She's the best.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's the best, man. I think she got off Facebook because of the, I think she's going to get back on after the election. She's just one of those people that is smart. Like I'm starting to do it. Like, as soon as something political comes on my feed, I unfollow the person. It's not personal, man. If that's what you guys want to do with Facebook, good for you. But I don't want to see it. I'd rather look at funny
I
stuff,
agree.
Inspiring stuff. So I was sports, but they're all protesting and shutting down. So I don't know.
Well, with our Facebook group now, we have, what, almost 900 members now?
Yeah, we're close to 1,000, and we've been pretty good with the political posts. Like, it's been
pretty good overall. It's we're a little meme-y right now as a group, but it's fine. It's very active.
Yeah.
There's a lot of action going on, and it's hilarious. A lot of the posts are pretty damn funny, and it's awesome. I just don't want our group to be, I want it to be a political neutral zone.
We're somewhere, not going to talk about politics.
Somewhere to go to get away from that.
Yeah.
And I've heard a couple of people make comments on our group about that, just that, how they can come here and it's kind of nice to have some fun and laugh with people that you kind of know.
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
And let's keep it that way. You know, like why let's not throw political views on there. It's just not worth it.
I have family members that I love that are on the left, and I have family members that I love that are on the right.
Exactly.
There's no difference. What you believe in doesn't make me love you less. Just leave it off my Facebook page.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see it.
Ignore that attention, because that attention isn't positive.
We're gonna have enough of it with the election coming
up,
man.
Educate yourself and vote.
Don't vote. Just don't vote.
So guess what? Tomorrow is Brent's birthday.
Eat cookie butter. Happy birthday, Brent.
Awesome.
The big 37.
37?
Yeah, he's
Jitterbug.
Young. He's young.
You got you a young guy,
who's
huh?
Who's he listen to, like Lil Wop?
He listens to mumble rap.
Yeah, he's a mumble rapper.
Oh, I don't even know what they do.
Yeah, right. He listens to country. Like,
yeah.
Yes, all the time.
Like new country?
I don't know, man.
Like rap country?
Like Chris Klopper?
No. He better not be listening to rap country.
Country rap.
It's like that.
Well, what's that one song?
Every time we get in the car, I have to turn the station immediately, like off of whatever freaking radio station he was listening to.
What's the song that people are jumping out of their cars on YouTube and walking next to it?
What?
The black dude that was doing the rap song. The country song.
You're the
talking
one
to
that
the
with
wrong
the,
person,
go down
dude.
South.
The one with Billy Ray Cyrus?
No. Yeah. It's wasn't Silas sang it, him and Riley.
Oh, it was a country.
We are, like, people are screaming right
people
now.
People are screaming.
Yeah, that's so bad.
I don't know.
I don't listen to it, so I don't know. Yeah.
It was like the number one song.
Ride country. Till I can't no more or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Take my
old
horse.
Town
old Town Road.
Yeah, there you go.
Take my horse to the Old Town Road. It's That's all I know.
Really, yeah. Really good song.
Right.
It's Brent's favorite.
No. So happy birthday,
happy
Brent.
Happy birthday, Brent.
We're going to go out
Why doesn't Brent get a surprise podcast party?
Yeah, really? Colleen. Dude.
Jesus, Colleen.
What are you doing? Take him to McDonald's?
Yes.
God.
No.
I wrote him a pretty note and I folded it in a football thing.
We're going to go.
Flicked it at him.
We're going to go out to dinner on Saturday night. I try to get some of his friends together, but his best friends don't live near here. Well, I mean, one
Fancy.
Does. And
where are you going to dinner?
Really good friend.
Where are y'all going?
The Melting Pot. Ooh. Never been.
I've never been either.
He's been wanting to go for a long time, so.
It's an experience. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's what he said.
You're cooking. You're going to be halfway through it. And you're like, the food's pretty. It's okay. It's good. It's a fun experience. But I'm tired. Like, I want y'all to make my shit for me. Bill Burr has a thing about that.
They have melted cheese,
like,
right?
Yeah. I'm not going to drive. Like, I'm going to go to a grocery store, and if it's all checkout lines where you got to do all the work yourself, I'm just going to leave the cart there and leave. You do it. I'm coming here for you to do this.
Well, he said it was going to be work because, like, tonight, time he makes steaks and he, like, makes, like, a jus or a gravy with it, he always way undercooks the steaks because he knows that he's...
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so sick of you like telling me like you're undercooking these steaks because it has to cook in the juices. He's like, well, you're not going to want to go to Melting Pot this weekend. Oh, God.
Oh, man. I've never been.
WNBA games postponed?
All right.
Yeah. I didn't even know WNBA was still around. So good job, damn. Girls.
Happy birthday, babe.
No, I mean, seriously. Do you know one person that follows the WNBA?
I mean, that's the running joke. I mean, that's what everybody says all the time, and I gotta agree. I don't watch it.
Colleen, big fan.
I have no idea about it. No.
What woman's sport do you guys all watch?
Maybe gymnastics in the Olympics.
Soccer.
Soccer, yeah, man.
Yeah, I'll watch some soccer. Yeah,
USA soccer.
Women's soccer is pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Volleyball, but I mean, like, it's not like
what about that slap sport where everybody just slapping each other in the chest in an open, open arena?
I'm good. Women's soccer is a good sport to watch. Though. Shout out to my sister-in-law Emily. She's played soccer, what do you call it and stuff.
Oh yeah,
she's a gangster. Oh, what are you guys doing this weekend? You're going to the Melting Pot to eat melted cheese. That's amazing, Scott.
I will be hanging here and working around the house.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything.
Me neither. Well, I'm going to go have a boys' night. And
that's right.
We're going to go to Murdoch's in Cocoa Village.
Oh, yeah.
And eat that giant pretzel.
Okay.
With macaroni and cheese on top.
I think I have a little bit of house privacy this weekend, I think.
Do carbs on top of carbs.
So I think I've been doing pretty good overall.
Oh, I've been doing great. That's why I'm going to
I know you go. Are. I'm proud
gonna,
of you, man.
I'm going to kill it Saturday night.
I'm ramping up. Like, we got something coming.
What's coming? Are you going to try to lose some weight? You going to get a scale in here?
I'm going to lose some weight.
And hold yourself accountable?
I'm going to have you guys do that for me.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
That's good. You need.
It'll be fine.
It'll be
I'll
good
be
for you.
I just don't know. Like, I want to talk about it on the show, but I want to do it in a kind of a fun way.
Okay.
And we haven't figured that completely out yet, but
good for you, man. There.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I think it'll be fun to incorporate the show within this, maybe to hold me a little accountable. You guys are going to kind of call me on my bullshit in a funny way. So
I won't
it's going to be
that.
Good. Well, I'm going to try to trick you guys.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm good.
Good luck.
I'm good.
You know, I'll just
I'm
have
persuasive.
A talk with your children before we record. And
you can talk
tell
to them.
What's going
no,
on.
You, hey, you guys will have every detective, every.
He's going
to
leave his work and go to Taco Bell, spend $30 and eat in the parking lot.
Hey, well, we'll have to search his car for wrappers.
Hey, listen. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. You ready?
I got this.
To hold me accountable, I'm going to straight up tell myself this is what I usually do.
Jesus.
I'm going to give you this is my fucking shit right here, guys. Okay, in the morning, usually I'm pretty good. I usually don't need anything that I can kind of go through to lunch.
That's not good.
But sometimes, and it'll go be for like a week straight.
Oh, so you intermittent fast.
Yeah. that's my partial intermittent. Yeah, that's in my brain. That's what I've talked myself into for that. But then there's sometimes it's a week straight of Mickey D's. Okay.
A week straight?
I got to. It's a hash brown, and I don't get a drink. I don't get
all
like,
their hash browns are
but I get
so
an unsweet
good.
Tea, but sometimes 2 or 3 days I'll go sweet tea and I overdo
it.
Oh
my.
I can't drink
it's
sweet
bad.
Tea.
It's bad. It's bad. But then like I won't eat lunch. I don't go anywhere
so
to
So you
get
a
lunch.
Hash brown, a sweet
but then,
tea, and
on
what
the
else?
Way home, sometimes this is where I get myself.
Do you seriously get one hash brown?
Yeah, only one.
You get one hash brown and an unsweet tea.
No. It's like a like the egg McMuffin.
Okay, so you get a value meal.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so here it comes. You're already trying to play this fucking game.
I'm trying. I was testing, see what I can get with
a grown-ass man doesn't go to McDonald's, but I get one.
But I did
hash
that, but Jared's always either in front of me or behind me in line. We always get there almost about the same time because we had to go to work and we're close to. But I go get breakfast, and sometimes I won't do it. And sometimes I used to do Subway the same. I get like a 6-inch and take it to work with me. You know what I mean? And
a 6-inch sub for breakfast?
Hey, sometimes, there's nothing wrong with having a sub for breakfast.
Yes,
A lot of people that go in the mornings and get subs for lunch. You know, I just don't eat it first thing in the morning.
I didn't know that.
To work and
I love
it
getting one from Publix.
Oh yeah,
for breakfast.
But
no shit, I never knew that.
If I eat something bad, it's either going to be on the way home from Wendy's or McDonald's usually because it's on the way.
I know, right? Where your ride is.
I don't go on the way out towards Taco Bell like I want to every fucking time. When I lived on the other end of town, Taco Bell was a very rational decision, and I would go there often.
Yeah, I had.
I'm not on the end of town, so I've had to change my route.
I had to take a different way home this weekend because of that Taco Bell.
I've been so good this week of not getting anything at all. I've been really good about it, but when I go bad, when I go dark side,
you're just off a cliff.
I go two triple cheeseburgers. With no onions.
Triple cheeseburgers?
Two.
From where?
But no fries, no drink.
Where do they
drink water?
Where are triple cheeseburgers?
Two triple cheeseburgers.
At McDonald's has triple cheeseburgers?
Two of them. It's not on the menu. You just got two.
Listen, they're not even
like
that big.
I didn't know that.
No, they're pretty
small.
On
keto, we get the double cheeseburgers and then just take
the
buns off.
Yeah,
and it's like literally the size of
It's not that
like,
much, but I eat the bread because it's fucking
But listen,
all.
When I post signs, when I have makeup flyers and your face on it and don't feed this fucking guy and give it to every fast food place on Garden Street.
Bring your own... Yes.
Yeah. Don't feed.
There was something.
Don't feed this
don't
man.
Don't feed Phil. That was on.
Bam.
Viva La Bam.
Yeah. Don't feed
Phil. Don't feed
Phil
everywhere. Yeah. You couldn't eat food for like. I'd be so angry.
Don't feed Scott.
Jesus Christ.
but they wouldn't know. But you would in the drive-through. So
and then I got a picture of you in a two-piece, and that'll be the picture.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, you forgot about the two-piece.
So that's gonna be a thing. We're gonna play with this, and I need to get healthy, man.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, I got
it. That's awesome. It's awesome, man. You figure it out. That fast food though, man, it's a killer.
Food is my friend when I'm when I allow myself to be stressed, or feel overwhelmed.
Of course,
that's
it's
my
so
partner.
Easy.
That's my buddy. You know,
it's right there. Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah.
And you instantly calm down after you eat it because you're
but
tired.
But then you instantly regret it.
Oh, 100%.
You know, it's like you're eating it and then when you're done, you're like, why?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, trust me, man. I'm with you. It's so hard. It's really hard to break that because it's like you literally are the only person who's accountable for yourself. So it's like you can go to McDonald's and sneak and cheat. Nobody's going to know. But you'll know.
It's not about an education or a miseducation on how to do it or what to do. It's the willpower to fucking
exactly.
Yeah, but
follow through with it
every day.
And Charlie's been doing that.
You know who's gonna know is if you weigh yourself every morning. The scale's gonna show you, man.
And I hear you.
So that helps.
Some people say never weigh yourself.
No,
just change your lifestyle. Some people say weigh yourself. And for everybody, it's different. Everybody has their
own
rewards.
Weigh yourself guy.
Everybody has their own reward system. You know,
Charlie, you're absolutely right. Because Brent weighs himself every day. Yeah. He's been on this diet and he's lost like 30 something pounds now. And I know that when quarantine started and I started to gain weight, I just stopped getting on the scale every day.
Yeah, you weigh yourself every day. Hold yourself accountable.
Even at night, he'll get on the scale to be like, okay, I don't need to eat right now because look at how much I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And I know if I sleep and don't eat, you know. But he's got more willpower than I do.
I need to find the right balance because I'll go hardcore. You know what I mean? And then I start really missing certain things. And then I have a bad day and I go, fuck it. You know, and then it just goes downhill from there.
I was telling Scott this, like what I really hate is like how I look for support from like people on Facebook that are like leading healthy lives and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll like try to reach out to you. But then it's like they're always selling some fucking program.
Oh,
it's
all
like, oh, you got to pay this for all these meals and stuff. I'm like, can't I just have a group of friends who are going to be like, Bitch, did you work out today? No. Fucking do it. Please.
They're there.
Like,
you just gotta find them.
There are. There are awesome groups.
It's so
out there
hard
too
to find them though that aren't having some kind of like pyramid scheme thing going on in the background.
Might, and I don't know if that BDM fitness group is still going for the Tom and Dan podcast, but if it is, I'll invite you in there because I either am in there or was and can get in there.
Yeah, it's just hard because like
and they're really good in there. Like
just find what works for you, man. Everybody's different, but
exactly
for me, that scale.
Yeah,
the way you're explaining it is that's you need to get on it every day.
Oh yeah,
every day because you'll pull in, you'll be like, oh no, the scale's gonna know tomorrow, man. I fucking do it. You know, that's just
and I've been a lot choosier. I legitimately eat a lot less carbs at home. Like I'm not like making mac and cheese with the kids and eating half. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're gonna have to exercise.
But I need to add the exercise
have
too.
To, man.
So I've been doing better. You feel better. You feel a little more clear. Oh, yeah, man, all definitely those kind of things kind of start to happen. But just keep
it's
going.
Therapy, man. I don't run the bridge because it's fun. You know, it's therapy. If I don't do it, I start getting an itch. It's bad.
Yeah, man. You're taking pictures out there every day too.
I love it. It's beautiful out there.
It is awesome.
We got you, Scott.
All right. Are we going to end with the sadness?
Do not feed Scott.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys.
Do not feed this man.
That's what we're gonna name the episode.
Yeah. Don't have that one. I gotta have
I'll do that
pictures.
One.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a goodie.
Aww.
You know, I've got some really good ones too, there, buddy.
Oh, I know you do.
I got some like recently.
Yeah, oh, you guys. All right. So.
Hey, watch this.
Oh god. What was
that? I didn't
even
see it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I got another really, really good one. I got like...
Was that of you?
I'm not telling you.
No.
All right, guys, let's do this. Let's end. We got basketball texts going on.
Yeah.
So yeah. Do not feed this man.
Yeah, that's the one right there. that's ultimately
that's
the one.
That's the gold.
But like what I was going to do too is I want to sit here and you guys take a picture and we'll save it.
I don't know, man. That one's pretty good too.
Ooh. That one is
this
nice.
Right?
I used to have a nice butt.
Jesus.
Back in the day, man, I was a cross country guy.
Had a dunk-a-dunk?
Had a
little dunk-a-dunk.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. All right, let's wrap this up, man. It's school night.
All right, guys.
All right. Love y'all.
Chris,
love you guys.
Everybody.
Thank you guys.
Chris.
Thank you guys for
happy birthday, Brent.
Listening.
Happy birthday, Brent.
Happy birthday, Brent. I love you. Yeah. I love you, Mom. Happy birthday.
Bye.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright.
That's just killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!